97.9 FM, WCHL. Hi there, it's Ron Stutz, and Lauren Stafford has just walked into the room.
Good morning, Ron.
Highlight of my whole day.
Oh, you're too sweet.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, I'm doing great.
I've
how
been told
you?
That before, by the way.
Sorry?
I've been told that before, by the way.
Oh, really?
It wasn't true then. It's not true now. I'm not sweet.
I mean it. I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
I'm sure you do. Bottom of my heart, heart. You got a good joke?
I think I do.
Good.
I do. I'll be honest. It took me a couple read-throughs. This was sent to us, and it took me a couple read-throughs, and then once I got it, I loved it.
So you're saying it's not funny, or you're saying it's
It is
subtle.
Funny. It's subtle.
It's kind of subtle.
It's not like slap you in the face hilarious.
Okay.
It's more like just tickle you funny.
Okay. Well, I'm into that. Let's see if I can get the subtlety of this humor,
which is
somehow doubtful. I don't know. But anyway, run it by me. Let's see how it goes.
Ease you in right before the weekend. Okay.
Our listeners will get it.
That's right.
Away,
exactly.
I'm sure.
We have smart listeners.
They're smarter than we are.
Yeah. Apparently, I was just about to say the same thing. Clue smarter than us. All right. So, the shipwrecked mariner had spent several years on a deserted island.
Mm-hmm.
Then one morning, he was thrilled to see a ship offshore and a smaller vessel pulling out toward him.
Mm-hmm.
When the boat grounded on the beach, the officer in charge handed the maroon sailor a bundle of newspapers and said to him, "The captain said to read through these and let us know if you still want to be rescued."
In other words, there's so much bad stuff going on in the world, you might not want to come back
to it. Yeah, and I'll be honest, a deserted island sounds pretty nice about now.
Yeah, it does.
I think I tell them to leave me for a little while longer.
I might decide to stay.
Right, exactly.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Ben.
Have a great day.
You too.